Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Hey, I have a bunch of exciting news to share with you. First off, June 11th, join us at Naked Vine for 1 year of the Singer-Songwriter Storytelling Showcase. And I'll be bringing along my good friends, Susie Bassino and Michael Eisenbys of Find a Drive, and Michael Flynn and Dustin Brown of Waiting for Flynn. So four writers sitting on stools, sharing stories behind these songs. We'll have some grilled cheese going that night also, so come on out hungry. And so live music starts at 7. We'll have a $10 cover for the evening and all kinds of wine, whiskey, tequila, and local craft beers for you. So come on out and celebrate with us. If you haven't been out to Naked Vine, let me tell you about those, my friends out there. Brian's been running a great spot, bringing all kinds of wonderful music out there to Chesterfield, Missouri. You can swing by and visit them for some great live music this week on Thursday, May 30th. Phil and Carson of the Scandaleros out there. On May 31st, Slop Arm. And on Saturday, June 1st, The Big Idea. You can find all these listings and more at their website, nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. We also want to tell you about another big party coming up. We're celebrating 5 years of Rock Paper Podcast on June 22nd at Broadway Oyster Bar. And this party, I'm really excited about it. I mean, it's crazy to think that the show's already going 5 years. But we're gonna do it up big with Amanda Fish Band, Tony Campanella Band, and Odds Lane. Again, June 22nd, Broadway Oyster Bar. It's an $8 cover for the evening. Music starts 10 o'clock, and we'll have great food, of course, from Broadway Oyster Bar. We'll have cold drinks all night long. Do not miss this party, guys. It's going to be a fun one. Can't wait to see you all there. And extra added bonus, it'll be my 34th birthday party too, so I'm really excited to celebrate with all of you. Let me tell you also about my friends at Joseph Meyer Club. If you haven't checked it out yet, head on over to josephmeyerclub.com and try out their brand new foaming aftershave. I've been using myself. I love it. I think it's a wonderful product, and I think you all will really like it too. You can try it today for 20% off using my promo code RPPJMC20 during checkout. Again, josephmeyerclub.com. Be sure to follow along with them also on Facebook. Well, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you are having a great day today. And before I get out of here, I wanted to give a big shout out to Rock University Festival Awards. They named this show Best Podcast this year. Took home the award on Sunday night. It was an absolute thrill. So thank you all for voting. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for sticking with me for 5 years now. Let's keep this thing going. So I appreciate you all. And again, have a great day. Thanks, everybody.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Jessica Hitchcock, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Jessica Hitchcock. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is very cool. I'm excited to be here. We're hanging out actually in your art studio at your home, and this is fun. I'm glad that we've kind of become buddies mm-hmm. over the last while now, maybe, I don't know, a year or something, I think.
Yeah,
probably.
It's been about a year.
Obviously through your husband, friend of the show, Matt Hitchcock, and you guys have been coming out supporting some of my shows out there at Naked Vine, and I've been obviously running into you at
Hitchcock and the Hitman shows and all that stuff. So we keep talking. Usually it's at a bar somewhere. So I thought it would be cool to where we can actually get to talk and get to know a little more about everything that you're up to. And so that's what this show is really good for. A quiet opportunity to sit and talk. So
yeah, very good.
But I do know just a little bit about you. I do know that you recently made the jump to doing art full time, which is very exciting. I'm sure it's, you know, just like anything, it's crazy to trying to take a new opportunity and all this stuff. So, But I kind of want to talk to you about that. Like what's that, how do you make that decision that I want to do this full time now?
Well, it was definitely several years in the making. So it wasn't just a one day decision. It was something that, I picked up painting again in 2016. And from there, it just kept growing. I kept getting orders and commissions, and I was in more galleries and shows and events and art fairs, and it just kept growing and taking up more and more of my time, which was fantastic. So eventually, like 2017, I actually started my business, which is Jessica Hitchcock LLC, and I would be waking up before work. So 4:30, 5 a.m., I'd be painting, and then I'd go to work full-time, and then evenings and weekends would be painting, doing events. It was really just nonstop, and come 2018, you know, I had a lot of opportunities. My artwork was on a wine bottle that was featured around the country at Costco's.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, so it was just a lot of fantastic things were happening. And I know my husband mentioned to me, you know, we were just kind of talking, and he said, is this something you think you could do full time? You know, you really are investing a lot of time into it, and things are going really well. And I do accounting and bookkeeping. That's my forte as well. So I said, well, you know, let me crunch the numbers and see if this is, you know, sustainable. And it definitely was. And so from there, it was more of making benchmarks and putting together goals and financially, what did I want to have saved up, you know, to feel comfortable to make the transition and how to go about that. So it was really several years in the process, a lot of planning, and yep. And then one day it was just kind of, okay, this is the date where I think would be good to make the transition. So that was this February.
I think, that's huge, like to be able to focus on it, like as much of that now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think that's a pretty important part too, you know, just like the fact that like to believe in yourself enough to take a chance, you know, it's like a lot of people are even afraid to get to that part. You know, it's like they might try to juggle it all, but I think like, I'm sure as you probably noticed too, like, I mean, more opportunities start coming about just because of that too. Like, I mean, it can go both ways, I guess, but it's just exciting. Like now more opportunities are happening for you and stuff. And as you can commit to this full time now.
So. Absolutely. And over time, things just kind of grow. It just snowballs, you know, one opportunity leads to another and another, and it just keeps growing, and just very blessed that's happened.
Yeah. So take me back a bit though. Like, before we got to that part, I guess was art always there? I mean, were you drawing and stuff and painting, as a student, and stuff through school, or when did you really kind of like find you had something here, like doing this?
It was really in high school where you just take those classes, you know, just the electives, and it was just something I enjoyed, and I recognized that I was gifted in that area, and my mom was an artist as well, so it just kind of made sense. But when I went to college, I really didn't have anything initially set in my mind on what I was going to do or be, so I did still take some studio courses in college, so I do still have some educational training, but I don't have a degree in it. I really focused on my bachelor's of business administration is what I ended up getting. And I was going to have a minor in visual arts. I was maybe two classes away from it, but we moved to St. Louis right around that time. So I didn't get the degree, but it was perfectly fine because I still had a fair amount of training, and it was really business was my main focus at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you, now as far as your art, I mean, is it always painting, or do you get creative in other ways too?
For the most part, my creation really is painting. Mm-hmm. But from the business aspect, I mean, I don't just sit in the studio and paint all day. It'd be fantastic. But the fact that it's a business, you know, and that I'm running, I'm really painting maybe 40% of the time. And the business is 60% of the time, because really it's being on top of my financials and the marketing and advertising and looking for opportunities and fulfilling things that I, you know, that I have currently in place. So, mm-hmm. So it's still a lot.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you dabbled in with, you know, clay and a sketch or any of the, you know, other stuff too.
No, just painting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, like you're saying, like, obviously when we're all in school and we get to go do some of that stuff and excuse me, I had a lot of fun with it, but just never, you know, even now today, like Stacy will go to some of those wine painting classes and stuff, and I can have a lot of fun with it, but I definitely don't have an eye for it. You know, it's like I have a hard enough time with it. I don't know, but anyway, it's like I said, it's fun, but I don't know that I could, it's never been my thing to make it full time, obviously, and that's why people like yourself, that's what, you know, that's what you do, but that's what you do. But like, yeah. But I really appreciate it. It's fun to see, especially as a friend and a fan, like I enjoy that you're taking the chance and doing something cool with it all. Like, and so that's what I really appreciate about it all. Thank like you. That you people are actually chasing their dreams and doing it and making things happen. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
For sure. So you can find all of Jessica's work on, we got what the website is, jessicahitchcock.org. Get a little, head over there, and are we able to purchase pieces through the website too?
Yep, I do have a checkout area through the website, so I have originals, prints, I have some products for my artwork is on notebooks or totes, clutches, and things like that, even calendars. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you find too have you gotten to start like I know like some, you know, musicians and they get our endorsement deals with products and stuff sometimes. Like, are you able to do that as an artist? Like, do paint companies or any of that kind of stuff talk to you? Like,
not yet, but the opportunity will be there.
Yeah. Well, maybe let's put it out there, like maybe they'll hear about you on here and help you out. But I just think that'd be kind of cool too, like, you know, I obviously see guitar, you know, they want you to play their guitars or whatever, and if maybe certain company give you some brushes or something like that. You know,
oh, yeah, no, that'd be fantastic.
Any of that stuff would be cool. So.
Oh, yeah, it's needed.
I keep open. There's a little deal maybe possible. I don't want to jinx anything, but I might. I had some people talk to me about maybe get me a microphone, you know, and stuff. And I was like, yeah,
all right,
I'll take a free microphone. That'll be cool.
Yeah, like, you bet.
So, yeah, like, it would be, you know, but it's fun. It's just like, you know, you put it out there and people want to help you out too. So like, that's exciting.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So you, and you can find Jessica also on Facebook and Instagram, where you have lots of pictures of all your work. I noticed you've been doing the videos.
Like the time lapse?
Yeah, time lapse, yeah. Videos.
Yeah, and I realized that when a lot of the artists that I follow, you know, you don't always get to see artists creating. You know, you see maybe the beginning or the end process of it, but really to watch the artist create and see how it comes about really is neat. And it's even better when you can make it in hyper speed, so you have to sit there for, you know, right, 2 days and watch it.
Yeah.
So when I saw other artists doing that and I really enjoyed it, I thought, well, that's a really great idea. That would be great to be able to share my process in a sped up way, so people could see the beginning, blank canvas, all the way to the very end. So I've been doing more of those, and I have a better camera as well that's allowing me to do that, because for a while there, I didn't really have the equipment that would let me do that. So now that I do, I'm trying to crank them out there.
Sure. Well, I agree. Like, it is just fun to see the process. Like, I had a buddy, Dave, was doing, he's a tattoo artist by trade, but he does like a lot of sketch work. And like, it was just amazing to see him, like, this whole thing come to life on, you know, on a sketch like that. And yeah, like, and then you see the final product, just like you're doing too. It's like, it's just really neat to see the process. And then of course, you know, not having to wait for several hours or whatever, yeah, whatever it might take sometimes. But yeah. Well, the one that really gets me online is the ones where like they paint it like upside down and then they just like spin it.
Right.
And it's like, whoa.
Oh yeah. I didn't see that.
Mind blown, man. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's,
I agree.
That stuff's crazy, but yeah. So get involved online, see some more of, Jessica's work out there. Obviously, we've, keeping busy on there, trying to let everybody know what you're up to.
Yeah, thank you.
But we do have some shows. Where I guess you're going to be setting up, and you got a couple that you're painting live, which I think is very exciting. But do you do a lot of like show galleries and stuff? Do you do that kind of stuff too?
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
My work, my business has more so transitioned to more live paintings. Mm-hmm. I have started painting weddings as well. So I paint live at weddings. Nice. and things like that. And that my first one is in August. So I'm very excited about that. So I would say more of my business is commissions and live painting events. I do show in coffee shops and things like that. I do pop-ups. I really enjoy that. And art fairs as well. Mm-hmm. But not so much in the gallery scene as anymore.
Yeah. Which is one reason why I contacted you about doing live too, because like I was at my buddy's Skyburn White did a concert and it was a big CD release party and they were trying to make it more of a, you know, real cool event and everything. And they mm-hmm. brought in like, as again, with my buddy Dave's shop is Ink Spot, and they, a couple other tattoo artists that worked there, Robbie and Nicole, came along and started they sketched this whole thing out on this giant canvas on stage and painted it live and while the bands were playing. And I was just like, that's the first time I really had seen something like that. And I was like, this is really cool. And I was like, so got to thinking like, and I knew you were working doing this, and I was just like, it could be really something special to bring in live art along with the live music and everything else, bring it all together and really make it a cool community event. So
yeah, just an event of creativity.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, so when I hit you up along with my party, you're going to be celebrating 5 years of Rock Paper Podcast with us on yes. June 22nd at Broadway Oyster Bar. And we'll have a live art from Jessica. We'll have live music from Amanda Fish Band and Tony Campanella and Odds Lane and all kinds of great food.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. These are always a whole lot of fun every year. This is the fifth one, so it's like I keep trying to step it up. And so this will be the first time we're adding live art. So I'm really
excited. All right.
Really,
well, I'm honored to be part of it. Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, this is going to be cool. So, but you do have another one mm-hmm. right before that. I probably should have told that one first, but I got excited. So. But June 8th, you're also doing a live painting. Where's this event at?
So this is at Paisley Boutique. It's in Webster Groves. It's a locally owned boutique down there. And I currently have my artwork there. I'm the featured artist for May and June. So I have different events with them going on. So the one that you mentioned, I'm painting live and my husband will be there playing acoustic music. And I know they'll have some drinks from the local place that's about two doors down. So it'll be a really nice event.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that guy, Matt, he's pretty good too.
He's very good. Yes. He's quite talented.
We should note that Matt's also in the room.
He is in the room. He's listening to me.
That'll be a really fun night for sure. And a free event or is there a...
It is free. Yep. Yeah, it's nice. Free to the public. So just come pop in and check out what they have in the shop, the artwork that I have there on display. And again, nice to sit and relax. And
what do you now, like at the end of this event, when you finish the painting mm-hmm. and everything, do you... are you going to sell it to the crowd that night?
Yep. It is available for purchase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did a pop-up at West Elm maybe a month ago, and that one was actually purchased, the one that I painted live. So yep, they are available.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, so might go home with a brand new one of a kind.
Absolutely. You can watch it be created.
Yeah. A piece of original art. That'd be, I've never done them. We have my paintings on the wall. They're not nearly as good as yours, but Stacy's father, used to paint quite a bit, and so we have a couple of his originals on our fireplace, and it's just like, I don't know, it really adds a lot to a room to have some live or some not live sorry so have some original artwork mm-hmm. and stuff, and especially when you know the people, you know, Absolutely. They're a friend of yours and stuff, you can tell the story about it and all that kind of things.
Even still I collect St. Louis artist artwork and some others around, but it's nice. There's something special about having original artwork and mm-hmm. being able to tell an artist's story.
Right. So you got to like know these people personally too, or are you just a fan?
Yes. Well, I actually do. This is John Blair. These are actually both of his. And Mia at Midnight. And this one, I can never remember the name, but I fell in love with the name and that's why I was drawn to it.
Right.
But yeah, so I actually have two of his paintings in my studio that I own, and they're my prized possessions. I just really enjoy him as a person and his artwork, and he's a friend of mine. So yeah, it really is special to actually have, you know, his work in my creative space too.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. Very cool. So again, June 8th at Paisley.
Paisley Boutique.
And then June 22nd, Broadway Oyster Bar. But June's a big month for you. We got, and you're also going to be featured in St. Louis Magazine,
is
right?
That is correct. Yep, the June issue of St. Louis Magazine. I have a feature in there. I have an interview. They came and took photos of me in my studio. I was creating and also with some of my artwork. So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, that's, I was featured in St. Louis Magazine last summer for their A-List Awards, which was like
awesome,
insane. It was a whole, that was, it was wild.
Level. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how that happened. Like, but I'm really grateful that it did. People believe in the show enough to want to call it best podcast in St. Louis and stuff. So like, it really meant a lot. But that whole thing, I mean, like being featured in a magazine and having my name in print and all that was like a whole new world
it's
for
legit,
me.
Yeah.
So it was pretty wild. So I know a little bit of what you're going through. Like, it was it was really cool moment to have somebody that, you know, wanted to put your name in the paper or magazine or whatever, you know, just say anything. It's like, it feels good.
Yeah, it does. And to tell my story and my transition and work and what I'm working on it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. So pick up a copy, St. Louis Magazine, coming to a newsstand near you or wherever, online and stuff. Yeah. I actually have a subscription now, so it's cool that it comes right to my door. So
that's very nice.
Yeah. But yeah, keep an eye out for that for sure. Well, along with being an artist, I know you are obviously a music fan.
Yes.
Which is where we, you know, mutual connection we already made through supporting live music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this is more of a, I don't do a lot of, actually, I believe you're the first painter, artist on the show stuff. So I don't do a lot of this kind of conversations. Most of it's music centered. And, but I thought it'd be kind of fun if you maybe brought a couple of records along.
Yes.
And we talk about some of your favorite music that you've been listening to and this kind of stuff. A nice little kind of also get to know a little bit more about you personally, like what, you know, some of the music and everything else. I know, just knowing you and Matt, you guys are big into vinyl, and they got the record player going. They had it going when I got here, which was it was cool. So, but I guess one of your most recent purchases is Dan Hubbard.
Yeah, that's correct. That's actually what we were listening to when you walked in too. So Dan Hubbard, he is an artist from Bloomington, Illinois, and he's fantastic at guitar. He just put out a new album called Attention. And so we went to see him at the Duck Room at the Blueberry Hill. He's doing like a release album tour. So he was here maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And we picked it up and saw him. And it's a really, I mean, it's just highly recommended. He travels around and we've known him for a while. And he's always a great show, a great act to see. And this new album is definitely his best. I mean, nice. I love it.
Yeah. You, when did the obsession, or, you know, becoming a fan of vinyl, were you listening to a lot of vinyl before, you guys?
No, actually, we have friends, David and Stephanie Kirkland. They're friends of ours, and we'd go over to their house and have dinner, and they had vinyl, and I don't know what it was, but we took to it, and it's just, there's something about having the music physically in the room, being able to touch it and change it and having to switch the sides. I don't know, it's a new experience rather than it just being electronic, but physically having the music in the room with you is really neat.
Yeah,
and so we took to it then.
I agree. I mean, just the whole thing, like you're saying, going to pick it out, going home and unwrapping it and reading the liner notes and everything. Like, it's just like that whole process compared to just going on your phone and clicking download and whatever. Like, I mean, yeah, there's convenience for sure, but there's that whole experience, like, is really like, it's a lost art for sure. Like, I mean, obviously a lot of people are still, there's been definitely a huge resurgence in vinyl, but I still love going to the, you know, we got a bunch of great record stops around town. So,
absolutely.
I still love going there, but most of my records I end up buying are at shows. Most of my friends most of the artists I'm listening to support vinyl. So, you know, there's a lot of records at the shows. I actually just picked up Patrick Sweeney's the other day. He did a this little live house concert kind of thing, and And then he did a re-release of his first debut record from 20 years ago.
Oh, re-released
it on vinyl. So
that's
really
special. Yeah. And that's nice that it's having this resurgence. So when you see artists, they have that available for you now.
Yep. So I don't know. Like I said, this whole thing, it's cool. I really have a lot of fun with the with the vinyl. I don't actually get to spin them as often as I'd like. I need to upgrade my equipment, but it's still a lot of fun. Like
you said, get record players and cars.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Take it on the go. But do you have a particular track from Dan you want to throw on here? Is there one that speaks to you?
I really like "Ain't No Fountain."
By the time I'm 25, he pushed away his family and friends, said I don't have time for you, but when I get up to the top, I might throw you a crumb or two. A couple deals went south, he lost everybody's trust. Now he's 45 and lonely, getting by like the rest of us. Yeah, we ran into each other just a couple nights ago. When I asked him how's it going, man, he said there ain't no pot of gold. Ain't no fountain, ain't no pot of gold. Ain't no fountain, ain't no pot of gold. Listen, brother, don't know what you've been told.
It was last year we were in Duncan Manor and I showed my artwork in this manor, and he did a house concert there, and so he was there and I heard that song, and I don't know, it was just the environment, and you know, we were sitting on the banister, like the stairs to this mansion, and it was just a beautiful setting. And the show that he put on was just so emotionally moving. And hearing that song, I don't know what it is, but I just really took to it. You know, it's just about, I mean, he did tell the story. It was someone that he knew and that they wanted to, you know, go out and kind of told everyone bye and not going to see you anymore. I'm going to go out and make all this money. And then over time runs into this person and he's saying there's no fountain, you know, there's no pile of gold or no pot of gold. And it's just kind of, I find it as a story of appreciating what you have, who you're with, and, you know, what's around you. And instead of striving for all of the material things that don't make a difference in the end. So
yeah,
that's how I took it.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. Do you listen? Do you put on a lot of records when you're painting, or do you need it quiet, or what goes into, you know, where you set the scene for painting and everything?
So it's kind of a blend. There are times I do put on records, but to be, and it's never quiet. I'm always listening to music when I'm painting. It's just the way that it is. And my paintings are very bright and vibrant and colorful. And I mean, you could see there's just a lot of movement and motion in them. And a lot of the music I listen to is very active and bouncy and energetic. So, and I think that's what translates through the painting. So while I do listen to a lot of records and always music, it's generally very uppity. Mm-hmm. If that's one way to put it. I don't know, just very energetic music.
Sure. Yeah. So do you, like, there's like dance breaks in the middle of your painting?
There are, yeah. Actually. Yeah. Quite often, yes. Very often dancing. So when I'm doing live events, obviously not at weddings, but when I'm doing live events where it's kind of a party atmosphere, I do feel myself kind of, you know, enjoying my music. I'll have my headphones in and,
right.
Yep, kind of bounce around a little bit.
Yeah. That's one of my, when I was doing more evening work, I don't get to do it as often anymore, but when I used to work evenings and I pretty much be by myself down my hall, I put my headphones in and I just, you know, dance and sing. And well, I used to listen to a lot of comedy too, and I just start cracking up, and I imagine, like, because nobody else could hear, but just see me cracking up, yeah, laughing, and, like, you know, I just imagine what people think that was going on, and, you know, what I'm listening to and stuff, because, like, I was just putting on a show. But it was a lot of fun, right? But I love that, like, just putting on the music and let it move you and let it, mm-hmm, inspire what it does and all that. So it's that's what I love about music for sure. It's, oh, like, yeah, it just helps the creativity and what it can inspire and everything. Like, even just like you're saying, listening to a dance song and stuff kind of moves you to, mm-hmm, you know, some other way. So
yeah,
yep,
it's a gift.
Yep, music inspires me every day. Like, there's you know, it's my motivation a lot of times for, you know, just for getting up. Like, I just need, sometimes you need that song to help crank you up in the morning and,
oh,
stuff.
Absolutely.
And things. So there's I feel like there's music for everything, you know, mm-hmm, it's like,
no, I agree.
So, what's, we got another one. You said,
yeah. So,
what else we got?
So I do have Tristan. She's a female artist, and she came to, well, I saw her at Vintage Vinyl. So she was there maybe about a year ago. And then she's also played at the Duck Room at Blueberry Hill. And she's a great act. So I always seem to have her on. If I'm starting the record player and I get to pick the record, this is usually the record that I'm also picking, because I just really enjoy her stuff. It's Summer Waves, or Sneaker Waves. Sorry, her font's funny. But it's a great record, so that's highly recommended.
Is that what kind of music is that more into?
It's
kind of a rockier.
Yeah, kind of
pop,
a
rock, psychedelic pop rock.
Yeah, like a pop rock. That's very catchy.
Yeah.
I'm not the best at articulating music. I just know I like it.
I'm not good at that stuff either, but I don't know why I even ask sometimes. Like, because I'm not either. But I, you know, it's just. But that's what people kind of want to get an idea of, some sort of frame of reference of where they're getting themselves,
yeah,
into.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I hate even trying to, like, especially when I'm talking to artists, like, I don't want to box you into something, you know? It's like, because, oh, yeah, so many people cross over many genres, so it's like...
Mm-hmm,
so.
No, absolutely.
But yeah, do you, is there a particular track from Tristan you want to share, maybe?
I honestly, I really like all of them. I mean, I really don't think I could pick one, because... Yeah. I know, and Dan's album is complete. So not that I picked one from Dan's. His whole album is great too. But yeah, I mean, Tristan's just another reason why I like records is the fact that you put them on and you listen to the whole thing.
Yep.
It's not picking one song here or one song there. Sure. It's really just fantastic all around.
All right. Well, I'll pick one. I'll do a
Glass
Jar. Yeah.
Glass Jar.
Yeah. We got Matt.
Glass Jars,
Matt. Matt's got pick Glass Jars.
Matt picks Glass
there
Jars.
There you go. That I agree with you. Like, that's, you know, going back to the whole thing, like, I'd love that there's not a skip button on it, you know, just it's a but, and that's the thing, most of the records I do listen to, you don't want to skip anything anyway. So it tells the story, you know, not necessarily a concept record, you know, that where it tells a story from beginning to end, but there was thought into putting them in a order for a reason and stuff and all that. So it's like there's a certain flows throughout the record of your emotions and different things. So, if the artist took the time to make them, put them in that order, I want to listen to them in that order.
It's like their body of work that you have to appreciate it and definitely take the time to listen to it.
Right.
Yeah.
So we, we got all that, music out there. We got, but we do have a bunch of shows. Again, we want you to come out to see, Jessica live, and maybe she'll be listening to some of these songs in her headphones and dancing around. But June 8th, again, a live one, painting live at Paisley there, and Matt will be playing some guitar, which will be really exciting. Then June 22nd at Broadway Oyster Bar, again for the 5th annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show.
Ooh.
Gonna be a wild night. That's a late one too. Music starts about 10. I think you can come in there whenever, but we'll be set up and probably doors around 8 or 9 or something like that.
Grab a cup of coffee beforehand.
Yeah, right. And then, that's gonna be. I can't tell you. That's gonna be cool. I'm really excited about this, and just getting having you, and then having Amanda Fish, which is a real big deal to me. I don't know if you know Amanda yet, but she just won a BMA this year, Blues Music Award. So that's, huge. So I'm really excited to celebrate with her. And then Tony Campanella, he's taken off, just charted with it. So he's been around St. Louis a long time, but he just put out his debut record. And it charted on, I think last I saw, it was like number 6 on Billboard Blues charts.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So he's doing real well now, and he's out, getting a lot of attention for that. And then Odds Lane, they're getting ready to drop a new record the beginning of June. So they'll be have brand new material to share with us, too. So
it'll be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting night for sure. So come on out to that show. And let's... let's give them one more. You said you got, or we got two more?
Well, I do have two more, but I could pick one.
Okay.
And this was just a random find at the record store, but I really like it. It's called Memories of Beale Street, Prince Gabe and the Millionaires. It's a very bluesy, interesting record. I think it's even signed by some of the artists. Like,
all right.
Sometimes when I go to the record stores, I'll just pick something that I have no idea what I'm going to get. And usually I pick winners, which is really funny. And this was definitely one of those that is just was very surprising. And I just fell in love with it. And it just has a lot of the blues music from not exactly sure when, but
sure.
It's pretty awesome.
That's like you're saying, that's just a fun experience too. Like just to grab something at random, it's like, hey, this looks cool. Let's give this a shot. Mm-hmm. So there's a bit that I don't know how, I don't know how accurate it was. I think it was played up for comedic effect but Jimmy Fallon was doing a lot, a similar kind of bit where they had like these random records. It was like the premise was, like Oprah has her book club.
Oh yeah.
Well, he started this music club, but it was like records said do not buy. And so he would play these like really terrible songs from these records. And it's like, and some of them I think were fake, but so some of them definitely were real. But it was just funny that he had these records and I'm like the random art on the the covers and everything. And then it was just like super funny. Like just the fact that I'm like, where did you even find these records? Like, how do you just like,
I don't know.
That's the gamble. Sometimes you can get something that's not very good.
It's a treasure hunt.
But, when you hit that piece of gold like that, when you have something you really connect to, like it's a lot of fun for sure. But that's one, even going to concerts, I always show up early because you never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. The opening band, you might show up to, might have paid to see the headliner, but you get there early and you see the opening band and you're like, man, these guys are incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. So. No, it's happened several times. You just connect with their music and they just sound phenomenal. And it's good.
You and Matt do go to quite a bit of concerts. Is there, besides, you said you obviously went to see Dan. Is there, is there anything else recently that you really, really caught your attention? As far as
I think recently we haven't had a lot of time recently, but I know within the past year we have seen a lot of good acts.
Yeah.
Like I like the Wild Reeds.
Right.
They're an all-girl band, and I believe they're based out of LA, but they're great. So when they come through town, don't miss them. We saw Ray LaMontagne last year at the Peabody, which I don't think
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's been
so good.
Yeah. Miko Case opened up for him, and she's fantastic too. So we actually got her record as well. She's a record you listen to.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if he announced St. Louis date, but I did see a bunch of Ray LaMontagne dates coming this summer, but I don't recall a St. Louis date yet.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. That was probably one of my top five live shows I've seen.
I haven't got to see him live yet. I didn't make that happen because I love his stuff and he's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it sounds good.
I might take a drive to Kansas City if I have to or something, catch a show this summer. But yeah, keep an eye out. I don't know Nico Case. I know the name, but I don't know much.
I didn't know a whole lot about her. I know she's been around for a while, and I heard that she put out a new record that was the best one yet, and so we got it, and it really is a very solid record, too, so it really is her best one, because I've also listened to some of her, you know, older stuff, and it's good, but this one, really, she hit the nail on the head with this one.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a couple of music picks from Jessica. get a little more into what she listens to when she's doing all this stuff. And so what's the next step as far as this? I mean, is it a lot just obviously more sales and more live shows and stuff? I mean, what, like, is there a certain goal you have for yourself with this?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a lot of goals.
Yeah.
And I do have a lot of things, especially for this year. You know, one of the main things that I put aside for 2019 was really to paint at weddings and to paint at more weddings. So that was, I only try to pick maybe two main goals, and that was definitely one of them. And so it's nice that that's coming to fruition, and I'm painting at a wedding in August to these fabulous people. Yeah, that they're great. So looking forward to that. So just a little bit at a time, because, man, you could do everything. Sure. You know, everything, you know, needs attention, but definitely, you know, making more art. I'm doing a lot of commissions. I do have some commissions for the new Siteman Center I'll be creating over the next month or so for their North County location. So I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's really the main focus.
Is there any sort of like a bucket list thing, like where you were like, if I could just get my art hanging in some place or whatever it is, or, you know, is there a certain thing that really is like, you know, you dream about kind of thing?
Yeah, there's a couple things I dream about. One is definitely creating a mural. You know, that's something I have painted murals inside people's homes before. So I've painted maybe three murals. But to do an outdoor mural really is my goal and my bucket list. That's the number two thing that I'm working on for 2019.
Nice.
So definitely painting a mural. And it would also take that further to paint a mural in another country.
Yeah.
Would be really awesome. So those are my bucket lists.
I just mentioned going to Kansas City, and I went to see Ray, maybe, possibly. Mm-hmm. But I also just went up there to see Lucas Nelson at Knuckleheads. It was a cool little venue right outside of town. And it's got – they do like – I don't know. It's wild. They got like three stages going. Like, they have an indoor, like, kind of this little honky-tonk kind of saloon type of feel inside. And then they got like a big, like, patio outside that's like a Fast Eddie's type of – feel out there. And then they recently bought a automotive garage next door and took that over and made it a venue, and they call it the garage, and it still has the garage, the doors and stuff that roll up and all that. And it's, but anyway, on the outside of the garage they painted a big old mural of all these artists that have passed. Obviously there's Stevie Ray Vaughan and Prince and Greg Allman and Dwayne Allman and the list goes on, but like all these greats that have passed. And it was like, so I got to sit there and like kind of study it, like while we're waiting for the doors to open, you know. I got to like, I had plenty of time to sit there and look at it, and it was just like, it was really fascinating just to, again, just to have that kind of big old mural there. But that would be really a nice treat to be able to paint that on somebody's building or side of a wall somewhere in the city and stuff. And have you seen the stuff at Oyster Bar? Have you been down there recently?
Not recently, but I do know that they have a lot of murals. I've seen the ones outside, but I haven't been in a while.
They got the stuff on the outside there. I think it's, Killer Napkins did that.
Really? His work is phenomenal. I know that he has work at Alpha Brewing Company, which is a fantastic mural that he did in there. And I painted next to him live at a fundraising event called Wall Ball for ArtScope 2 years ago.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that would definitely be a real nice treat to have your work wall or your work, you know, celebrated like that on a wall somewhere.
I'd be honored.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
All right.
I feel like if you say it and you put it out there, you know, then you never know what could happen.
Exactly.
That's why I feel like it's good to say some of those things out loud, and then you know, kind of maybe it might be a self-fulfilled prophecy or something. You know, it's like you never know what could happen. Right. So, again, you can head over to jessicahitchcock.org. You can purchase some stuff there. You can get involved socially on Facebook and Instagram. We got a lot of things happening. Again, come out live. At the live stuff, you said there's other paintings there. You can, along with what you're painting live, there will still be other stuff for purchase. So if you want to bring home some original artwork, check out Jessica's work. So
absolutely.
This has been incredible. I've been having a lot of fun here.
I'm enjoying myself too. This is good.
I really appreciate you doing this. I appreciate you being a part of the birthday party.
Oh, I'm honored. Thank you.
That's going to be cool again. Yep, hopefully we'll have a bunch of video and pictures and all kinds of stuff. And then hopefully somebody will be going home with a piece of original art that night too. So
absolutely.
I really thank you all for having me over in your home, having me in the studio and stuff. This has been cool. So
yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. And thank you, Matt. And
you're welcome.
And I'll see you all real soon.
All right.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Rock paper podcast.
Rock paper podcast.
Rock paper podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.